Well, your team played Lincoln Standing Bear the other night, Coach, in the regular sub-district, I should say, semifinal. You gave it a shot against Standing Bear. They came in, teams pretty comparable on records and everything, and just one of those games you fought back, kind of had to play from behind each and every set, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Just kind of first set got down big early, was able to kind of come back in that one, got it to 24-20. Thought maybe we had built some momentum going into the second set, and we kind of hung around with them in the second till about 10 points, and then they pulled away. And just third, couldn't get going. On film, I knew that they were pretty good. They've played a tough schedule, too. They play a lot of A and B schools. They're going to be Class A next year with the amount of students they have already. So we knew it was going to be tough. They were a pretty tall team. They had a really good outside. It was probably, just looking back on stats, probably actually one of our worst serve-receive games on the year, and just kind of happened at a bad time. The girls still fought till the end and tried to, push it to some more sets, and just couldn't get it done. Proud of our season. Finished above 500. First time since 2017, I think, with Coach, when I always say, because Coach Botoff senior year, because she's helping us out. That's a step in the right direction. So,
yeah, those Coach Dennis Tracer, I think back in the day, I think it was one of his teams, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that team went to a district final, and the Seward, I think I remember that till back in the day, too.
Yeah, yep. I think that's what Coach Potoff had said, that they, made district finals, went to Seward. But yeah, that was when Tracer was there. So it's been a while since we've had an above 500 record. And so it's a good positive movement. So.
The Kane girl came in, because I didn't see any heights, and she's about 6'1", 6'2", a long, lengthy hitter, for just a sophomore, and they try to use her a lot, but the Donner girl was pretty good. There was another one, name escapes me. They had a couple of different hitters you really had to concentrate on.
Yeah, they did, and she really hurt us, the Kane girl. Not only was she tall, she kind of hung in the air. So yeah. If she hit over the block quite a bit, and then if she couldn't hit over, she was able to see kind of what was open on the court and tip there. I always say on film, it's kind of tough to tell how tall a team is just because you're comparing them to their own teammates. And I kind of was joking with some people that when I saw their parents walk in the gym and mom and dad are both 5'11 or 6 foot or taller, I go, okay, they're going to be tall, that kind of, we struggled with that size difference for a little bit, but credit to them to come out on that long bus drive and play well for them.
I still get criticized by my daughter for me being 5'11". My wife's 5'7". It's like, why couldn't you guys be 6'2 or 6'3? It's like, sorry, honey, it just didn't turn out that way. Those darn parents, huh?
Yeah, no. You got to deal with what you got. And we played well this year, and we have a lot of girls that did well. And, I just joked around, yeah. Like, when their parents walked in, and they're both over 6 foot. I thought, okay, yeah, they're going to be a legit tall team, so.
Standing Bear goes on to play Norris. I got to ask you, because I forgot to ask you after post game, but Norris wanted a 10 o'clock game this morning. Why in the world did Norris want to go to 10 o'clock? Did you ever hear a reason on that?
No, and I think most of the Class B ones are at 10 or 11 in the morning. I would assume it has to do some with refs. I would assume some of it might have to do with some wild card deal, too, because one team gets in on wild card. I know last year in Class A basketball, I don't know if this is the case, but Westview lost in their district final, and I think Westside was a team that played 2 hours later and knew that if they lost, they were still in with wild card. So I wonder if maybe some of that, they want to try and keep those teams as close as possible with one wild card, but I would imagine it's a ref deal, a big part of it, just because there's going to be a lot of games today.
Yeah. We're just kind of wondering, it's like, wow, if you would have got the win, would you have gone down Friday and spent the night, or would you just got up early and made the road trip?
I think we would have went down Friday if we would have made it, so that would have been an early wake-up call, and so I think we would have went down Friday, but we didn't quite get there, and so we'll see what I mean. Norris and Standing Bear, that Kane girl probably try and give them as much as they can, but Norris is just a complete team, so barring anything big, I would expect Norris to win that one today.
Still a great season. You had a lot of highlights. Won your own invite. A lot of tough tournaments at Twin Cities. Invite was a tough one. Holdridge, all those matches against always the Southwest Conference teams is a bear every year. You had a lot of fun with this group, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, it's a group that came in. The seniors, obviously, were freshmen my first year. So I'm just kind of growing with them as well. And it was a good group. We had, a 9 or 10 game win streak right there in the middle of it. Won our home invite against some quality teams, beat a Gehring team that's going to the district final. You know, competed better against some area teams than we have in the past, which is a big step for us. And then we kind of hit a lull there at Twin Cities, which that tournament can do it for you. That's kind of was at the end of our where we played almost half of our or two thirds of our schedule in 19 days. So, we were making some adjustments there, and hopefully, you know, we can keep building on that. But what would thank the seniors, you know, Karsten, Bailey, Jaylee, and Abby for their 4 years, and then Kit Eshelman was a student assistant for us this year and did great things for us. Always did our book at away games, which helps a lot. And so those five girls really, helped this program over the past 4 years.
Yep. Next year, you got to find a new center. You got to find an outside. You got to find a new libero, and you got to find another middle and everything. So that's some pieces. That's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, kind of my first 2 years, we were always kind of filling in some spots. And this year we kind of had some girls fill in, but we had a majority back. So then we'll kind of go back to the drawing board. The good thing is we have a very competitive gym with a lot of athletes that are ready to compete. Just from our junior high teams have been done really well the past 3 or 4 years. And so that's an encouraging sign too. We've got a kind of a youth program that's kind of pushing that we're getting some quality classes coming up, and we're getting some depth across the board, which is nice. So we'll look forward to that competition all summer and all fall next year and see what pans out.
And Callie Crawford coming back for you. She'll be one of your, if she was this year, your main hitters and everything. Of course, a nice school record that she set in the Hastings matchup, and then she'll have another year to add to that.
Yeah, you know, she set our career record. Helps when you start as a freshman and play quite a bit. I don't know if McCook's had many freshmen play for 4 years like that. So she'll have a chance to build on that record. Hard worker. Callie's a hard worker. So that's not surprised that she was able to get that. And we hope to continue to build on that next year, along with just our team competing as well. And, she did really good. And Morgan Griffin's another junior that, just steadily improved. And then Jalen Kirkendall played some good minutes for us this year as well at times. And so we do have some key pieces there that can help us out next year as well.
Summer night came on for you. Emma McConville, just a freshman, played great back row. She might probably be the leader as far as moving to a libero spot maybe for next year, just kind of looking ahead possibly.
Yeah, we've got a lot of girls there. That the thing is you just said we do have a lot of positions we've got to fill, and we'll see what best fits the group, and that's what we'll do. A lot of summer camps to kind of help us get kind of an idea of what we want to do going into fall. Summer Knight's another one who stepped up this year. Last year she didn't even have a varsity uniform, stepped up this year, kind of took control of her spot, and then Emma McConville played great. I thought last night, Thursday, even though the scores weren't what we wanted to, I thought it was her best defensive game against Standing Bear, and that was a tough hitting team. And then we've got some other girls that have mixed in, Kerrigan Brown, Kennedy Porter's one. I expect her to just continue to grow. She's a very athletic girl, comes from an athletic family, so we hope they grow a little bit more, but that will be, we'll have to be scrappy probably, and that's the one thing about that group is they are a scrappy group of girls. So
I know you and I touched on the other night when we were talking about the spring and the Zephyr Spring Club program. I know Coach Vic, Victoria Thomas over at MCC is going to manage that. You're still going to be in the thick of things, but she's going to manage it. Have you guys done through all your tryouts already, or are those coming up now?
We are tryouts for third graders through third Sorry. Third through eighth, I think, is tomorrow. Third through eighth at the high school. The times are online on our Facebook page, and then Vic has also created a Zephyr Ones this year just to kind of help us out. And so she's going to run those tomorrow, and then we'll have kind of the high school age group after the next Sunday after state volleyball. It's crazy that you got to do it that early, but you have to. It's really, like I said, it's and just talking like David Peterman, one of our junior high coaches, he said how that youth program's really helped his kids coming in, just their little step ahead of where they've been in the past. And that's a big thing. We just got to that youth program is just it helps a lot when you can start building them fundamentals at a young age. And we have good coaches there, too. We have a lot of community members that are helping, some college girls that will help, some even some on our coaching staff help. I always joke that the first qualification is, did you play for Dennis Traister? Because about half of them played for Traister. Yeah. So, or now they've coached with Traister, with Vic and stuff like that. But, we've got a lot of good quality, and we've had competitive teams at tournaments. And so we look forward to youth groups doing well again this spring.
We appreciate everything during the season, Trevor. It's been fun talking to you each and every week. It's going to be a good off season for you, spring ball, and again, the summer months, and you'll come back and get her going coming up in the fall again.
Yeah, we will. And I'd like to say thank you to my assistant coaches, Lindsay Foster, Antonia Nation, Mackenzie Durr, and then Riley Potoff volunteers for us. Kind of had a new staff with two of them being new, and they did a really good job. Coach Nation's from Colorado, and she's won a state title. So that's good to have with our younger groups. As a player, she won one. And then Mackenzie Durr helped Coach Kobza for her couple of years when she was at the college. So we got some good knowledge there. And just like to thank those coaches because they did a lot for us this fall and last summer and stuff. And then also like to thank you guys for carrying some games. And even though I was hard on Bob the other night, I appreciate his calls. So.
Do you never ref? Did Bob, you ever have Bob an official?
We did not have him this year because our conference changed. Usually we see him at conference tournament, but since they went to that 2-day format, we missed out on Bob this year.
I thought maybe jabbed him because maybe screwed you on a call or something like that. Not the case, right?
No, never. He's never done that, so.
But it's been fun, and again, as I talked to Trevor the other night, his life's about to change a little bit with a new little one, and that's going to be soon, isn't it? Right?
Yeah, it'll be pretty soon. So we'll have to see. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but.
Good for you. You shouldn't find out, people. Those people who find out ahead of time, you're spoiling the whole surprise.
Yeah, and being a coach, Coach Potoff and I were talking because she just had a little one last, during the summer, and she goes, yeah, we're already thinking, all the girls in this class are boys in this. I said, yeah, as a coach, I was thinking, man, if we have a girl, Coach Potoff's got a girl, there's some other community members with some girls. You got to think down the line.
You got to start piecing that team together already, don't you?
Oh, yeah. So
that's what I did when our kids were born. It's like, okay, who else is having kids? Okay, I think we've got six. We may be seven.
Yeah. Oh, you threw a 6-7 in there. Rich, do you know the 6-7 with the youth?
Well, no, I was meaning numbers. I was meaning six or seven, but if there was going to be a 6-7 in there, height-wise, that's never – you never pass that up. Yeah.
Yeah, so no. No, it's life as a coach. You always kind of think ahead like that. So.